I'm Marco Werman with The World. In South Africa, college students have been protesting for months now. They're demanding free tuition for everyone. Most of the demonstrations have been peaceful, but that is starting to change. Some protesters have set fires to libraries and lecture halls. Kim Kluti has more from Cape Town.
Many South Africans support the call for free education for the poor, at the very least. But recently, protests have taken a more militant turn. Last month at the University of Cape Town, students barricaded entrances to campus, burst into buildings, set off fire alarms, and insisted that staff leave the premises. At one point, a couple of protesters broke free from the crowd, turned on a security guard, crumpling him and beating him with a metal bar.
No!
2 days later, I sit down with Sanawo Tambo, second-year student and protest leader, to try to understand why the protests have become so intense.
It's in the Constitution that education is a basic right for everyone. So the issue we have with fees is that they exclude the majority of people who are in this country because it puts a price tag on education.
According to the latest statistics, black students are 5 times less likely to study at university than white students. Money is a huge problem. Students can get loans, but they rack up debt. Tambo says he can't afford to pay back loans as he's expected to financially support his extended family as soon as he gets a job.
Basically, my entire family is dependent on me actually getting this degree and getting a job.
He says the protests aren't just about fees, though. They're also about what he and fellow activists call decolonization.
By decolonized education, we mean that the education that's being taught in our institutions must speak to the lived experiences and needs of black people in the country. So we must be able to see ourselves in our curriculum, and it mustn't be Eurocentric.
I asked Tambo if he condones the violence that's come with the protests.
Students are not going all out to be violent and to fight or to burn or to destroy anything, but it's always a response. On the side of students, it's a retaliation to the day-to-day sort of antagonisms and provoking of student protests.
Across the country, students have accused police of brutality for firing stun grenades and rubber bullets at them. More than 500 protesters have been arrested. Some students have been injured in clashes with police and have landed up in hospital. The government has appealed for calm, but students are not giving up.
We're here to issue a warning to this country that if it doesn't release all political prisoners, that if we don't get free decolonial education now, we'll shut this country down.
A few days after the campus protest turned violent, students from the 4 universities in and around Cape Town converged on the Parliament building downtown. They handed a list of demands to the National Minister of Finance. The protests started peacefully, but then unraveled when 1 or 2 students flung bottles at police. Police retaliated.
It looks like it's hotting up. Glass bottles, bricks being thrown at the police. The police are retaliating, and they've just brought on a whole extra few trucks of extra policemen in riot gear.
Then bricks were hurled, and a student was hit on the head.
Tense here at the moment. It's so tense. One protester is down. He's been hit badly.
It's hard to know where things will go from here. With violence escalating, the university cancelled all lectures for a few weeks. The University of Cape Town hopes to reopen on Monday to start the end-of-year exams. But with protesters vowing to continue, many students fear they won't be able to complete the year.
What would you say to criticism that perhaps you are holding 26,000 students ransom here while you carry on with the protests?
We're also holding ourselves at ransom, I think. So we are not people who are against universities functioning, but we want them to change. And this is the moment that they should change, because we're not going to protest annually for the same thing and not get any results.
As a young person, what is your perception of change since 1994, since the advent of democracy?
I think the world must get over its obsession with 1994 as a victory. What happened post-1994 and from 1994 was that there was no real reconciliation. It was as if there was no one who supported apartheid. Everyone who supported apartheid prior to 1994 just magically disappeared, and we were all supposed to work together, we were all supposed to be one big happy family, while the tangible issues that face black people at an economical level, at an institutional level, and a structural level were never resolved. There's been no tangible change for black people in South Africa.
Tambo sees the current protests as part of a much bigger struggle. For the World, Kim Clutie, Cape Town.